Guess Who Is Turning Four Soon, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And on June 3rd, to celebrate this amazing day this podcast was started, we are going to have a fanniversary party for you, the fans. So if you want to join us on YouTube Live for an hour special where we'll be having a special live sharing, messages from your spiritual team, live chat will be open, Q&A, and perhaps some more things too. The timing is going to be 4 p.m. New York, 6 a.m. Sydney, and 9 p.m. London. This free event is for you to thank you so much for being fans of Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And the link will be in the show notes, so get your seat and join us so we can celebrate you. And happy fourth anniversary, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. Listeners, if you are someone who's questioning all those pronouns people are throwing around these days, he, she, they, it, whatever, then you are going to love this practical spirituality tip number 3 with TNT Spirit Works about spiritual pronouns.
Hey, Tom. Spiritual pronouns.
Let's talk about spiritual pronouns.
All right. I look forward to that.
So for myself, I do a lot of work out in the world with other communities. And the one thing that I've been taught and gone through with the Way Shores College, the training, and in my understanding of how to speak from the first person. So that's what we really want to talk about and share about today, because this makes such a difference when you're sharing and when you're interacting with other people. So again, so say we're talking with somebody and it, you know, they are talking about they and them and us and we and
you.
You, yeah, you. And it's really putting that outside of them. So for myself, and Tom also included, which he'll obviously give his little input in a minute here, about is really speaking from the first person. So let's talk about that, Tom.
Okay. Well, my experience has been that when I speak from the first person, I really absorb what I'm sharing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I need people to, I'm going to practice it here, folks. I need people to share with, to learn and grow from. You know, there's, as we've said before, there's, you know, many levels of consciousness here on planet Earth. And then the reason that I'm here is to grow through experience, and I can grow faster when I'm working with many levels of consciousness or different levels of consciousness. So it's important that when I share with, I need people to share with. That's the bottom line, you know, to help me put my wisdom, what I'm gaining from my experiences together. It's important that I have other people to share with. So as I share, you know, I find that spirit moves in and I kind of, the penny will drop. I'll have my aha moments, you know. Usually, like when I'm sharing on something like, oh, the other day I was thinking about this and I was wondering whether I should do that. And then, you know, I check with my guidance and I got, you know, an answer. And then I share about the answer. And then I'm sharing with that with Teresa, like, you know, hey, Teresa, I never looked at it from this way before, but my guidance opened my eyes to this other perspective, you know, the positive way of how I'm attracting that experience and what I can do about it, you know. And then as I'm sharing with her, usually a little more insight comes in. So I'm getting that outflow. But if I'm always putting it in the, you know, second person or third person, it's like I'm detaching myself from the whole experience. Mm-hmm. So the purpose when we have programs is we often encourage people to say, I experienced that. I think this. I think that. And, you know, it also helps us respect where everybody's at. You know, everybody might be at a different place, and I respect what Teresa shares, and it that feels good. So, you know, try it. You'll notice that when people get real intellectual about spiritual things, and maybe they even start preaching, they start putting it outside themselves. And it's, I can make it more practical, what I'm going through spiritually, or these spiritual ideas more relevant in my life, if I start to take it on board, you know, in the first person. I can feel you have something you'd like to share.
Well, that is funny you say feeling, because that is exactly what I feel when I am speaking in the first person about situations. And that's what I feel that there are, that people are speaking more from their intellect and not from their true feelings, which is that kind, loving part of us, not our emotions, our true feelings. So being able to speak from that first person versus like Tom is talking about, like putting it outside of us is such I hate to say the cliche game changer, because I do say that a lot in my when I'm doing my social media stuff. I say game changer because it's a game changer for myself. But I will tell you, it was challenging the first few months and first couple, actually probably more than a year, when I started understanding how to speak from the first person and keeping it relating to my perspective and what I'm going through versus what you are going through, listener.
Right. And, you know, if I think about it, the first thought that comes to mind for me is that anytime someone starts sharing, well, you do this and you experience that and, you know, this and that, even when people are being interviewed, you know, about their experience and they'll say, well, you know, you this and you that. And I thought, well, no, not me, you. I don't relate to what you're saying. I don't have the same reactions that you have. You know, I sometimes do. Some of what, you know, you share, I relate to. So I think when, as you were, you know, mentioning, to be clear, what Teresa was sharing, my opinion is that when I'm intellectually sharing rather than coming from my true feelings and just using my intellect to use the right words, the right language, you know, we need that programming. But then when I'm sharing from my intellect, I start preaching, you know, so that's, And no one learns from someone preaching. I mean, we listen to it, and maybe the way I would experience it, you know, so I'm going to keep practicing this first person because I don't want to assume that you have that same experience, is, you know, when I hear it, it sounds like someone's preaching to me, and I may not even relate to half the stuff they say, the thing that they're sharing about. I mean, no, I don't get caught in that. So, you know, what do you think about preaching? How does that feel to you when people preach at you?
Well, yeah, that's again, and I get the sense of, especially like speaking from their mind versus their heart, or their mind versus their soul, and taking that out of themselves and you know, into the second person, the second, you know, so that's what it feels like to me. And it doesn't, for myself and the training I've had and the way that I go about trying to keep it in the first person for myself when I'm speaking to other people or out in public, it feels more real. It feels more like I'm sharing a perspective of myself, and I'm not putting my energy or my experience on anybody else.
Yeah. And I'm not holding back what I'm sharing. You know, if I say you this and they that, then I'm detaching myself, you know, from that. Get up close to the mic there. Don't detach from the mic. And I think that for me, sharing in the first person is where the healing can actually begin to work. So as I have my aha moments, or I gain my clarity from working with my guidance and sharing my experience and what I learned and what this means to me and what that means to me, you know, I can't assume that I don't need to save anybody, number one. So I don't need to tell them, well, you this and you that, because we're our own best guru. When we work with our guidance and our true feelings, you know, we really become a lean, clean, you know, kind of spiritual machine. Now, to play the game of society, I will say you this and they that and we this, you know, it's a little bit about what people expect. And, you know, so it's not a sin to say it this other way, but it's just, if you want to make this more real and really gain that spiritual healing for yourself, then I would share more in the first person. And so it's just anything you'd like to say about that?
I just want to say it's just a suggestion. So that's
just a suggestion.
Yeah, that's our practical spirituality tip number three for today is just try it out, listeners, and see if you can incorporate more of that first person, speaking from the first person whenever you're out and about doing your work.
Yeah, I think you might find
connecting.
I find it's more acceptable to people that the message that I want to share when I share from my experience and I share in the first person is more easily taken on board if I do want to provide some insight for folks or help out or whatever. And thank you for letting me share.
You are so welcome, Thomas. So anyway, thanks guys for listening into another mini morsel episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. We're excited to be here twice a week now and sharing with you some mini morsel episodes. So until next week,
remember
that life is too short
not to be enthusiastic about
your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.